Ask just about any school teacher and they'll tell you smaller classes are better. There's more time to work with each student and fewer distractions. In 1996, California put that notion to the test on a huge scale. The state has spent more than $5 billion to shrink classes in the earliest grades to a maximum of 20 pupils. But reaching that goal has created its own set of problems, and new research questions whether the program is living up to its promise. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Catherine Bacon reports.
5 years ago, California had the largest student-teacher ratio in the country. It also had a sizable budget surplus. Pete Wilson, the governor at that time, put the two together and issued a challenge to California schools that tested everything from their ingenuity to their agility. If schools cut the number of students in every kindergarten through third grade class to no more than 20, the state would pay for the extra teachers and resources. But there was a catch. Governor Wilson wanted the program up and running in time for the new school term, just 6 weeks away.
California is an example of probably doing it worse than any other possible way you could do it.
Economist Eric Hanischek is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He's been studying the effectiveness of smaller classes for years. Hanischek says other states, notably Tennessee and Wisconsin, started small with controlled experiments. California, on the other hand, jumped in head first with the single most expensive educational reform in state history. With virtually no time to plan, class size reduction turned some existing problems into crises. Schools that were already overcrowded and understaffed as a result of soaring enrollment now had to find more teachers and more space.
We don't have some more basketball courts, handball courts there.
Chris Jenkins, the assistant principal of Corona Avenue Elementary School in Los Angeles Unified School District, points out where playground space used to be. Now it's covered by portable classrooms. These plain rectangular buildings have become a glaring feature on school landscapes in California. More than 86,000 of them have taken root, edging out basketball courts, hopscotch, and parking lots. Even more worrisome is a shortage of qualified teachers to work in the extra classrooms created by the policy. Nearly half the teachers at Corona Avenue are on emergency credentials, meaning they're not fully certified as teachers. Hanischek says that's typical of many inner-city public schools in the era of class size reduction.
The very places where these policies were supposed to have its larger impact were probably hurt by the program. They were hurt because all of the suburban surrounding districts came in and raided new teachers from these large districts in order to meet their own class size reduction policies.
Hanischek says while the idea of smaller classes has wide popular support, there's little evidence that it's living up to its academic potential. Teacher Sean Gallivan says Hanischek needs to spend a little more time on the front lines of education.
Because I don't think you can make a statement like that unless you've been in the classroom and you have classroom experience.
Gallivan teaches first grade at Corona Avenue. Before class size reduction, she had 35 students. Now she has 20. That's the kind of math that puts a smile on her face as she moves comfortably from group to group, helping her students learn their numbers.
So you have how many groups of 10?
Three.
And then how many ones do you need?
Five.
Beautiful. Put five ones there.
The youngsters are gathered in clusters on a brightly colored rug in the center of the classroom. Gallivan says before class size reduction, she could have never taught a lesson this way.
When I had 35 students, they wouldn't have their own chair, they couldn't have their own table, they couldn't have their own space in the rug. Everybody was sitting on top of everybody.
Every child at this school lives near or below the poverty level, and everyone speaks English as a second language. Teaching here will never be easy, but now with 15 fewer students, Gallivan says she has a better chance of keeping them from getting lost in the crowd.
I just feel they get so much more of me. Before I used to meet group needs, and now I feel like I'm able to meet individual needs.
Indeed, a new study in the Los Angeles School District found that students in the poorest schools, like Corona Avenue, are doing significantly better in smaller classes. Those results differ from several statewide evaluations, which have been disappointing, at least when it comes to test scores. No one here wants to go back to bigger classes, but they may not have a choice. California is facing a multi-billion dollar budget deficit. Most observers say class size reduction is too politically popular to be cut. But that could change if the economy worsens or if the next round of studies still offers little proof that California is getting its money's worth. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in San Francisco.